were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up? Well, for one kid, his answer was not what you might expect, and we'll tell you why that's significant later today. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're going to talk about how the gospel is changing the course of people's lives in unique ways like refugee care and sustainable farming. And we'll start it out in a refugee camp. A little over a year ago, a boy named Peter and his surviving family escaped their bombed-out house in Syria and headed for Lebanon. Tom Adama with Heart for Lebanon says Peter was soon enrolled in their Hope Educational Program.
His dream was to be a terrorist. He was bold. He was firm when he said that. I just want to be a terrorist.
Up to this point, Peter's education centered on hatred and violence. But through Heart for Lebanon, God intervened. And Adama has this heartwarming news.
I saw Peter this trip, and I says, Peter, what do you want to be when you grow up? He said, a peace officer. I said, what kind of a peace officer? Explain that to me. He said, well, I'm torn between a pastor or a police officer. All I know is I want to bring you the peace of Jesus Christ to my people because Jesus gave me peace.
So education does make a difference. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Next, Transworld Radio's Bonaire Transmitter Upgrade Project is expanding their reach into Latin America. TWR's Annabelle Torrealba shares.
We are so happy that this is working. Many people are listening to the radio, and they are sending messages every single day, and it's encouraging because we are sharing the gospel every day.
TWR is searching for more partners to further spread the gospel specifically to a younger generation.
We have a generation to reach. Always, most people say that Latin America is, they are believers, but it's not true. If you go there, you know that they are not. We didn't reach the entire country yet, or all Latin America. We didn't reach it. There are opportunities to reach them, and the radio is one of the tools that God can use to get there.
So let's be praying for more partnerships as this ministry continues to share the hope of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. When I say Earth Day, what do you think of? If the word missions was not the first word to come to mind, well, you're not alone. Earth Day is April 22nd, and Food for the Hungry's Beth Allen says pairing missions with earth sustainability is what they do.
The command to care for the earth comes in the second chapter of Genesis. That's pretty darned early in the Bible. It shows up. So we have to show that you live in response to God's love for us. And the response to that is taking care of the creation that God made.
One family in Rwanda struggled to grow crops and feed their daughter. FH gave this family a cow and taught the father good farming practices.
The father said, with the manure, I'm able to fertilize my field. I'm able to take care of the soil. They're using the manure also in a vegetable garden, which helps to make sure that the children get their complete complement of vitamins and minerals.
So let's be praying for families like this one to grow in their love for God as they care for His creation. And Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is empowering girls and women through its program, Needle and New Thread. Sat7's Debbie Brink explains.
So women who have trouble with their husbands at times, whether it's abuse or other kinds of marital problems or family issues, have an opportunity to call in and ask the experts on the program for answers or for help.
So a part of this problem is child marriages.
This channel educates the child in regular school subjects, but it also has programs for the parents and for teachers to help them be better parents and be better teachers. So we're trying to address these issues from all angles.
And through the program, Sat7 is also sharing the hope of Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their own sign language? This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.